Hi, my name's Lois Nethery and welcome to Effortless Fertility. In the last episode, I mentioned my website if you wanted to send in a question. Since then, I've actually registered a domain, and so there's just a little website for this series called effortlessfertility.com, which just makes it a bit easier for you to remember. So if you have any questions, you can email me through that website, effortlessfertility.com. If you'd like me to address something in this series, or if you just want to ask a question by email, please don't hesitate to get in touch. And so last time I was talking about this beautiful understanding that gives us access to this space within that we always have and that we just, you know, lose sight of. So I'm going to talk a little more about that. I'm kind of loath to give you the structure of it, like kind of loath to give your brain something to do, because in fertility, you know, when you're going through a fertility experience, then, you know, your brain's on the lookout for information all the time. If you have the experience that a lot of people have, your brain's on the lookout a lot of the time for this one piece of data that might make a difference. You know, and it's a very innocent way of falling into this search, but the search itself doesn't feel good most of the time. It's like going onto the internet, and maybe it's just going to be that one product that I haven't seen yet. That one product is going to be exactly what it is that I need to have success, and that. That thought, innocent in itself, actually can lead to a lot of distress. And a lot of people get really worried that they're going to become obsessive about this. I want to be relaxed, but I find myself obsessing. You know, how do I stop obsessing? And so that's why I think this approach, which is called, well, it has a lot of different names. You know, it's called these days called the three principles. Why it's so helpful? Because it's very, very simple. So, okay, well, here's the structure. We experience everything that's coming to us via thought. You know, things are out there, but we only experience them via the modality of thought. Things are being created all of the time from this sort of infinite energy that creates everything, ourselves included. You know, that's this sort of intelligence behind everything that's being made. You know, we don't need to make the trees. We don't need to create the roads that we walk down. We don't need to create the fruit that grows in the trees that makes our food. It's all being generated by this creative principle of the universe. And then, you know, the universe being everything that exists, you know, you and I are a piece of that. Like, we're having an experience of that as being an individual. Like, perceiving the universe, even though we're a part of it, this great sort of miracle of life. Being in the wholeness, but being a separate part of that wholeness simultaneously. And so these three aspects are called the three principles. Thought is thought, you know, the way that we experience things. The big principle, the underlying intelligence underneath creation, is called mind. And obviously that word mind has a lot of connotations elsewhere, but it's just a label ultimately. And then the fact that each one of us as an individual can have an experience of the universe that looks and feels and smells what it is for us as human beings. This is called consciousness. So mind, consciousness and thought, those are the three principles, which is why it's called the three principles. But ultimately those labels, are, you know, we don't need to think about them. We don't need to make up thought structures around that. What's helpful is the way that we use that. So, for example, with looking for pieces of data, you know, this innocently this thought comes up. Maybe, you know, somebody told me their cousin's auntie's friend's daughter was trying to fall pregnant for 3 years, and finally she, you know, you can fill in the gap, whatever, she ate some Peruvian eggs, or, you know, took some leaf extract, and then she felt pregnant. That was the thing that did it. And so innocently there's this kind of, you know, in the back of your mind, like, maybe I can just find that one thing that's it for me. You know, understanding that there's not an it for everybody, but maybe there's that one thing for me and I just haven't found it yet. And so I need to keep looking. Now that might be true and it might be not true. So the only way that that thought can be beneficial for you is if it has a kind of a wholesome quality to it, if it's going to take you somewhere good. And this is the simple, beautifully simple way to tell the difference. Is every time we experience a thought, it comes hand in hand with a feeling. It's like a thought-feeling complex. There's the content of the thought and there's what we're feeling as we're experiencing the thought. These two things that we can separate out into these two aspects. So just the one process of this experience moving through us. And so if you're thinking, you know, I'm just going to hop on Google and do a quick search, you know, maybe there's that one thing that could be it for me. If you tune into how you're feeling when you're having that thought and you're feeling, you know, pretty good, pretty open and calm, peaceful, maybe even a little bit inspired, then possibly that action is going to be a really good one for you, possibly. At least if you go into Google in that spirit, you're not going to have a bad time. And possibly you might find this one thing. I mean, it is possible that it could happen that way. You know, another way that that could pan out though is that you think, maybe I'll just hop onto Google because that could be that one thing that I'm missing. You know, maybe today is the day that I find it. Tuning into how you're feeling when you're experiencing that thought and you're feeling tense, you know, a little desperate, a little agitated, a little impatient or upset, or you know, any of those feelings, a low state of mind. It's unlikely that even if the thing was there, if you're going onto Google in a low state of mind, it's unlikely that the thing is going to jump out and find you the way that sometimes things in life happen that way. You know, I was just browsing and this thing jumped out at me. That's possible, that can happen. Those things do happen to people sometimes. But if you're going on in a low, desperate or impatient or dissatisfied state of mind, it's less likely that this thing will jump out at you and find you. And that's the key. The key is to, as we're experiencing a thought, to tune into the feeling that comes along with that. And we don't need to vigilantly do it all day, every day, but it becomes so illuminating that it becomes a joyful practice to do, because this is the key to things becoming more effortless. And so it's not work. It's, in fact, this is how we locate our guidance system, our internal guidance system that can bring us to really good decisions and bring us to a really good way of seeing our situation, even if it's looking a little, you know, not so encouraging at the time. There's still a way to look at that situation that's possibly not so encouraging and still have a sense of peace and perhaps optimism about it. And that word optimism can be a little loaded as well, because this there is an effortful way of being with thoughts during the fertility experience. cycle to cycle being give or take 1 month, that's a really lot of time to be experiencing thought storms. And so, you know, I think maybe I talked about it last time. It's like I'm having a bad thought, and now I'm having a bad thought about having a bad thought. And then there are these approaches that will say, well, what you need to do is you need to find the antidote, put a positive thought against that. What I like about the three principles is it says our states of mind are like the weather. You know, it's overcast and then it's beautiful and sunny 2 hours later. When it's overcast, everything looks a little bleak. When it's beautiful and sunny, everything's got a beautiful glint to it. Even things that looked average when it was overcast can look really quite appealing in the sunshine. And so being in a low state of mind, this is when we're experiencing this content that's coming through with a low feeling attached to it. And since it's kind of like this thing that's moving through us, it's like a phase that's moving through. If we experience one negative thought and it comes up, and then we effortfully try to find a positive thought to counteract that as an antidote, this effort doesn't lift us up into a positive state of mind. In fact, the effort probably makes us just a little tired. And then because we're still in this overcast, you know, a little gloomy state, and this is the weather report for this couple of minutes or this half an hour or this half a day, the chances are that there's going to be more kind of negative content that's coming up. And so we effortfully find a positive thought to put there. In the meantime, with this extra thought, why am I thinking these bad thoughts? I should be positive. And then again, another negative thought. And then more effort, and then more self-judgment. So this is very effortful. The difference with the three principles is that a negative thought comes up and, you know, chances are I'm believing it. It's like, what's one of the common negative thoughts that can come up? Like, gosh, it's been however long. It's been this many months. It's been this many years. What if I never fall pregnant? You know, that's a very painful thought. And then maybe that's looking really real for a time being. And so I'm engaging in that. Yeah, what if that's true? And then I'm getting caught up and I'm, you know, creating more thought around that, and, you know, none of it's looking very good or feeling very good. And then after a period of time, maybe towards the end of that thought process, maybe at the end of the day, I go, oh, hang on. How was I feeling when I was thinking that thought, I may never get pregnant? And if I tune in, yeah, I wasn't feeling good. You know, that was coming from a low place. And with this three principles understanding, it's just saying, oh, okay, low state of mind, pretty low quality thought. Probably a good idea not to take the content of that one too seriously. Like, as much as possible, just try to disregard it a little bit. Try not to engage it. Engaging it prolongs it. It's not coming from a good place. It's not feeling good. It's unlikely to deliver something enlightening. And then what happens is that our states of mind can shift like the weather. If we're not prolonging these negative states of mind, they don't stay around for as long. And then this is the beauty of it. We give the opportunity for new thought to come, because the mood naturally lifts, because it's this up and down, just fluctuating process. And so naturally it's going to get better later. And if we're aware of that, if we understand that there's a possibility that it's going to get better, then when new thought comes, that feels more expansive, more gentle, more generous, more forgiving. If we understand that this is natural and it's a part of who we are, and that thought that comes from here is possible and good, then we're more likely to notice it. And then it might go like this. Maybe I'll never get pregnant. Ah, it doesn't feel right. Or, oh, do you know what? Even if I don't, there are other ways to be a parent. It doesn't have to be all about pregnancy. It doesn't have to be about me being pregnant. This kind of thought can come from that space. And this is like just the thinnest slice of an example of how this can play out. Just to give you an illustration of how tuning into the feeling can be very instructive and very illuminating when the content of thought that's coming from a low state of mind is looking really convincing and therefore becoming distressing. Using this technique of the three principles to tune in at some point, just waking up to, oh, I'm getting caught up in a thought, it's feeling bad. This could be something that I could, you know, try to just pay a bit less attention to. This practice over time becomes a very joyful way of being with the experiences that are coming to us, and giving an opening to this process of insight, this process of this natural state that's underlying our difficulties and our confusions. Underneath that, that's ever present, is peace and expansiveness and trust and openness and forgiveness and compassion. And all of these good feelings that we don't need a university degree in psychology to recognize. Everybody can recognize those feelings. So the beauty of it is just understanding that that's the truth. That's what's more true about us, is that underlying state. And what's also true is that we get confused and we get caught up in things and we start taking content from a negative state of mind seriously, and that causes distress. This is also true, but this is when we let go of it, we fall back into this peace. It's underneath the confusion. Now that doesn't, even knowing about it, doesn't prevent us from being caught up in confusion. This is the, you know, sometimes delightful truth about being a human being. It's finding it again is like coming home. So that is good. Getting caught up doesn't feel so great, but we can forgive ourselves because we're all made the same way. It's just we're all made that way. So when it happens, it's much easier to have self-forgiveness than with the other one, which says you're having negative thoughts, you need to find a positive thought, and what's wrong with you having negative thoughts anyway. This one doesn't lead to much satisfaction. And this is why I like to share the three principles with people. Next time I might touch on another whole system of understanding which is rooted in Chinese medicine, which I find is very, very beneficial to understanding fertility and making decisions from a very deeply wholesome place, and having confidence in those decisions. And that's called Hunyuan medicine, which is a very specific form of Chinese medicine. So until next time, I hope you have a great time, and I'll see you in the next episode.